Welcome back to another episode of the Dream Executive Podcast. Today on the show, I have no guest because I'm going to be answering your questions. Three people submitted questions in total, so I'm going to answer them all. I'll first read out the question and then I'll answer them as best as I can. So I'll also include any links that I do mention in the show notes. So just go to dreamexec.com/podcast, find the episode, and you'll find what you need there. So let's get started. Question number one. This question was sent in from Kaf. Kaf says, you are the first person I came to when I thought about starting my blog. So I was wondering, how do you think blogging has helped you? What have you gained from it? So thanks for submitting that question, Kaf. It's a difficult one, and it's something I've never really thought about. What springs to mind is starting a blog has helped me definitely become a better writer. I don't necessarily consider myself to be a good writer in any way, shape, or form, but it's definitely helped me improve my personal writing. It's also helped me become a better storyteller, not just on paper, but also in conversations with the people I meet. I guess writing and blogging has encouraged me to read more. And reading's definitely become a big part of my writing as well. It's actually, starting this blog has helped me get a job, which is a pretty cool thing. And I guess putting words, just the act of putting words onto paper or down onto paper, helps me think clearly about some ideas, concepts, philosophies. I guess that's a short answer to that question. And it's something I'm not really 100% sure about how it's helped me, but it definitely has helped me in many ways, and I'm sure I'll come to that realization when they hit me. So thanks again for that question, Kaf. Next question is in from Ryan. Ryan asks, how do you meditate and what does it look like? This is a great question, because if you're interested in starting meditation, where do you start? So here's what I do. First of all, I meditate for around 10 minutes. And I use a meditation called Vipassana meditation. So what I'll first do is I'll take my phone and set my alarm to 10 minutes. I'll then take a seat in a chair and I'll just gradually become aware of the feeling of sitting. And I'll start my stopwatch and become aware of my breathing. So usually you'll feel your breath either at your tip of your nose or the rising and falling of your abdomen. So I just focus on that, breathing in, breathing out. I don't try and control the breath. I just let it come and go naturally. And what I do, what you'll find will happen is every now and then your mind will wander to a thought. When that happens, the key is to just observe that thought and notice it. And then once you've noticed it, just let it be and then return that thought to the breath, if that makes any sense. It's kind of hard to articulate. So another thing you can do is become aware of sights, sounds, emotions, and thoughts. So when I'm sitting there, I don't close my eyes, I keep my eyes open. The reason behind that is because I'm a practical guy. If I want to be present, I want to be present when my eyes are open, not when I'm got my eyes closed. So if I'm having a conversation with someone, I want to be able to have my eyes open and feel present in that moment, in that conversation. So I actually use a mindfulness meditation track. It's by Sam Harris. I'll include a link to that. It's 9 minutes long, and that has helped me more than anything. There's also a few books I'd recommend you read, both by Eckhart Tolle. The first one is The Power of Now, and the second one is A New Earth. And that is by far the best book I've ever read. The first half of it, I didn't really get it, but then second half something clicked, and it talks a lot on about there about, you know, just happiness and how to find happiness, and it's a book I definitely recommend. I actually did an experiment, started in January. The latest research says it takes 66 days to form a new habit. So what I did was I said, right, my goal is to meditate for 66 days straight every morning. And I started off meditating for 20 minutes every morning. I did that for about a month, and then it got very difficult. So what I did was I cut the time in half and just did it for 10 minutes. And after those 66 days was over, on the 67th day, I didn't meditate. I purposefully didn't do it, and I stopped meditating for a while, and I did feel a difference. I felt like I wasn't in control. I felt like these negative thoughts were coming into my mind, and it was affecting how I operated in the world. So I went the next day after I realized this, I said, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to meditate again this morning. And when I did it, it was the best thing ever. I just got into this zone where I was just completely present, and it was the best. I was just in a happy place. And I think I must have, I ignored my alarm, and I must have sat there for about 20, 25, maybe 30 minutes, just in this state of just calm, relaxed state. So yeah, there you go. Definitely check out the Mindfulness Meditation track. I'm no expert in meditation, and that track will definitely help you get started. Okay, so final question is sent in from David, and David asks, what's your morning routine or rituals? It changes, in all honesty. Right now, things are pretty crazy with the business that I'm working on. So I'm not consistent at the moment, but that is something that I want to go back to, and I want to be more consistent with my mornings. Typically, on a perfect day, this is how the day would start. I'd wake up usually around 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. I generally don't set an alarm unless I have something to do that morning that's work related. So I'll wake up. First thing I'll do is I'll go downstairs and I'll drink a full pint of ice cold water just to get rehydrated. And then I'll play with my dog a little bit, and then I'll sit down and do some reading. And I'll read for about an hour, whatever book I'm reading at the time. After I finish the book, I will make myself a cup of coffee, and I get coffee delivered fresh to the house. There's a great company I use in the UK. It's called Packed Coffee, and I'll even include a link in the show notes. If you click on that link, you can actually get your first bag of coffee for £1, and it is delicious. Coffee's a big part. I love the ritual of making coffee. So I actually buy the beans whole, and I've got my own grinder. So I'll grind the coffee beans. Generally use about 12 grams of coffee, and the brewing method I use is the AeroPress. I would like to change to a filter, which is a V60 method. It's just a lot easier. I'm having some problems with my AeroPress at the moment. I've had it for about 2 years, so it's very stiff when you press down. Usually I'll take the coffee either black, or I'll add cream, or I'll use some grass-fed butter. So that's Kerrygold butter. It sounds disgusting, but trust me, it's delicious. And despite conventional wisdom, there's nothing wrong with butter. It's much better for you than milk, pasteurized milk, that is. And you can blend the butter up in a blender with the coffee, and it makes this delicious creamy latte, and that's a great way to start the morning. In terms of food, I don't really eat anything. For the simple fact is that I'm not hungry in the morning. That coffee keeps me going to about midday. And I guess from then, I figure out what's the most important thing I have to do that day, and I go do it. After the coffee, I guess I go take a shower, have a shave. And sometimes when I have that shower, those are when I get my best ideas. Actually, to rewind back before the shower, and no, I'm confusing myself here. So after the shower, I guess it's kind of like a creative time. I think it's Elon Musk who actually says all his great ideas come usually in the shower. So after I've had my shower, that's when I will sit down and do my morning meditation for about 10 minutes. And I guess that's the perfect day, well, the perfect start to the morning for me. Recently, I'm not in as much control as I'd like to be, so I'm looking to get back to this routine as soon as possible, really. There's just a lot going on in the moment personally, and it's quite exciting. But there you go. I think I'll end it on that. I've got to get going. So let me know what you think of this format. If you enjoyed it, please let me know, and I'll do more of it. I'm on Twitter @DreamExec, or you can let me know on the blog. And thanks so much for listening.